Right.
And that's what you got to start doing. So you won't feel like you taking the blame for them failure, because they're going to tell you one day, they're going to say, damn, man, I'm glad you told me that.
Right.
Because I didn't stop till I achieved it.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let them know, bro, that you got to go for you, Joe. It's not a failure, Rich. It's only experience.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way in the world you can tell me when you first try to get up the walk that you look in your mind and say, damn, I failed.
Right.
No, you didn't. You got up and tried to keep up.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same thing we're going through as human beings today. We cannot stop with one fall.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Right.
I guess that's what it is. That's what it means to me anyway.
Yeah, I think that's what it is too. It's like I think it takes a lot to be a different topic. It takes a lot to be self-disciplined, but it's easy for somebody else to discipline you and tell you what to do rather than you telling yourself what to do. Like it's easy for the job to get you up at not 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, but it's hard as fuck for you to do it for yourself. You know what I mean? So it's like when you face with challenges that's uncomfortable for you, that's very, very new, it's hard for you to take those challenges because those are challenges that have been put there in order for you to grow. You know what I mean? I think any challenge is put there for you to grow. But sometimes it's up to you to take the challenge. You know what I mean? It's 50-50. Some challenges is given to you, like without you even asking for it, and some challenges is like it forces you to take it. You know what I mean? If you don't take it, that means you're gonna stay stagnant and you're gonna stay at the same place. But it's yeah, like you said, it's like it's really, really hard, man. And that's just like a constant battle with life in general. Like this shit is a balance between very, very peaceful moments where it's not challenging, where things feel easy, and things that are not easy. Like these two paintings, I felt like, damn, like I did them, they really big, but I feel like I ain't even, the challenge was the big pieces, them being really, really big and me painting them in oil. I never painted something this big in oil, and I was like really, really scared. And the fact that they done, it's like, damn, that wasn't even that much. You know what I mean? Like I didn't even ask myself for that much. I feel like when I was like first starting out to paint was way, 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 way harder than it was that I'm doing this shit now. So it's like I want to put myself in a position now to where I got to challenge myself because I feel like all the challenges have been given to me for me to grow to get to this point. But now I'm at a point to where I got to challenge myself.
How many minutes I've been on this nigga trip? Nigga put down on no, nah, ain't playing. That's my room, man.
20,
huh?
25 minutes.
Okay, check this out.
What's that?
Did your money hit you just now, $25?
Just now?
Check it out. Not just now. Period.
Today in general.
Today in general.
Nah, I ain't getting no money. No, I gave him all. I gave him my all, but it just like it wasn't as scary as I thought it was gonna be. You know what I mean? Like having your first JIT, for example. You done had 10 of them motherfuckers by now. So imagine having Nini, it was like you was kinda accustomed to it. You know what I mean? But now you got kids that are that you never knew about that's 21 and 22 years old, and now you gotta have to learn. So that probably is a challenge to you. So it's like with these paintings, it's like they wasn't hard, it was just hard to start. You know what I mean? It was hard to start because it was unfamiliar. Man, I feel like you did an amazing job. But I feel like that comes with just, cause I listened to somebody and somebody said that when they have a new child, they don't want to change like who they are. They want their kid to meet them, wherever they at, right? Cause it's like, oh, when you become a parent, you got to become a different person. And it's like you already cool enough for whoever to meet you. And I feel like that's the way you approach your kids. Like that's the way you approach us now. Like you're not like, oh, you should be doing this and you should be doing that, trying to be a father. Like you being yourself is enough. You know what I mean? I feel like you capable of being loved. So with Clarence and with Kayla, it's like, damn, you already like you done grew accustomed to this shit of being a father, of being a mentor, of being a leader already. So it's like, it comes natural for you. And I think that's what made it, that's what made it like amazing to even like see, you know? Cause I'm like, damn, this nigga.
I ain't called the mama in a couple of days, man. So I got to call her and tell her I'm gonna call her, man. Whatever you talk to her,
I was talking to her last night. She finna start a soap business.
Huh?
I was talking to her last night. She finna start a soap business. Soap business. Like soap. She gonna make soap. Yeah, like washing soap. Yeah, she said she gonna put 25 on there tomorrow.
Yeah, she gonna give me my money. I paid for the last two payments on her phone, bro.
Yeah.
She gotta give me my money, man. Okay, my nigga, I love you, man.
I love you too, dog. I love you too, dog. Yeah, do that, because I leave Sunday, bro.
Huh?
I leave Sunday.
Oh, no, but well, I need to get put up, because I ain't going to do nothing else.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you come back, how long you going to be going, though? You know, anyway.
2 weeks.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, I love you, man. I'm going to get back at you, bro.
All right, love you, Dad.
Okay, well.
All right.